Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Terry Jones is here. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the managing principal at Essential Ideas. He founded Travelocity and Kayak.com. He's a digital expert, a global thinker. Terry, you are on the board of some security companies, some cybersecurity companies. The United States has been, I've been reporting on what I call World War III for about 15 years. And it's now multifaceted, this war. It's not a Cold War. It's an actual invasion war. Real weapons are being fired at us, not bullets, but real weapons. And Russia and Iran and North Korea, China, they're our enemies. But something happened recently that apparently is the worst breach in the history of our country. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, the SolarWinds attack is very troubling.
SolarWinds,
you know, it definitely came from state actors, came from Russia, and this isn't just a little bit of probing, it is a huge attack. It attacked our government infrastructure and it attacked a lot of businesses, and it's very serious. So this is not a there was some guy in his basement who hacked and held me up for ransomware. Look, President Biden talked apparently to Putin the other day, and that was one of the things that was brought up. At least we're talking about it. It is very serious. As the government learns more about it, they're talking about it more seriously. So these are not just your garden hackers. These are state actors, and it happens from North Korea as well.
But Putin was part of this, right? I mean, I'm sure he gave the order for this, right?
Well, nothing much happens over there that doesn't come from the top, that's
right.
For sure. It's certainly sanctioned, and this is very serious. You know, so
I mean,
they didn't just break in.
They stole stuff, didn't they?
Oh, they stole massive amounts of stuff, and we don't know what they're going to do with it.
Maybe everything. Maybe they stole everything, because they went throughout the government, didn't they?
They went into many, many government agencies, and they went in many large businesses, and they're still there. You know, they haven't left. Once they get in, it's very hard to get them out. It is like the virus we were talking about before.
So this was a super spreader event that's still going on, and there's no vaccine on the horizon. They could be in there for years, right?
People can mitigate it, but it's very hard. And you know, people are looking at new ways of stopping it in the future, but. You know, this is not, again, your garden variety attack. And I look at it and say, if you've been talking about World War III, look, it's not going to be aircraft carriers.
Right.
Somebody's just going to turn off the water.
That's exactly right.
They're not going to have any water, and they'll turn off the power. And this has to be top of mind with the administration to say, what are we doing to defend ourselves, and what are we going to do on offense, you know, when this happens? And we've done some things which have come to light, but we'll need to do more. It's a very serious issue.
Why didn't we, as smart as we are, why did we let this happen? How did we let this happen?
Well, this is a difficult game, and it's a new kind of war, and when there's a new weapon, people are always learning. So everybody thought we had good protection. We didn't have enough.
Do you think America is really serious about cybersecurity, the government?
I think they could get more serious. I think they're serious and they spend money, but it's a difficult problem. We need to raise the threat level here, and we need to understand
is
what
it
we're
too
doing
late?
When this happens.
Is it too late, Terry?
No. You know, we have, and I'm not privy to all this, but you know, we have our own stuff,
Yeah.
We do our own work here, and we do attacks ourselves, and some of those have been made public. But I think it is the next kind of warfare.
There's no
and
question.
And you know the old quote that people always fight the last war.
And it's been going on for a long time. Terry, on this show, I've been having this conversation with my audience and with experts like you for 12 years at least.
Well, you remember in the Revolutionary War, when we started using long rifles, and the British still had that red uniform with a white belt.
That's right.
Made a pretty good target.
That's right.
So, you know,
Terry,
they were still used to the old war.
What's the name? give us the name of your books again, please.
Disruption Off and On Innovation. They're both available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and audiobooks. Disruption Off and On Innovation.
Hey, Terry, good job today. Come back soon. Terry Jones.
Thanks,
ladies
Jim.
And gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.